Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 6 of the Nerd Bitch Podcast! Woo! Let's get a white shot of the crew today. Ladies and gentlemen, last time it was for the ladies, this time it's for the dudes, right? We talked about the good stuff, we talked about escape rooms, we talked about different types of movies, all the good stuff. I had my wife on, who's here right now. But she's not part of the table, so she's excluded because of her
Don't say gender.
I can't say gender.
Don't say gender.
Lack thereof of identification in certain things. So, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our first of two. We're going to be shooting today, and we're going to be shooting on Monday. So if you guys can want to come back, we're open on Monday at 7 o'clock. We're going to shoot for the next episode, the post-WrestleMania show. So for this one, I want to kick off and say, because now I get to do it because I do the editing at the end now. Ladies and gentlemen, this Sunday, we are going to be at Richmond Republic on Sunday night. We couldn't do Saturday because it's a party night there. The place is electric. It runs wild with a whole bunch of drinks and foods, and it's a great time for anybody. If you go Saturday, they will be playing WrestleMania night one, but unfortunately, you won't be able to hear it. So
you'll hear part of it if you get there early enough.
Yeah, you'll hear part of it.
Like 9.
They're doing a great event. Come down anyway. We're gonna be there. It's not gonna be a very formal thing, but on Sunday is going to be our night. Nerds Band Podcast is going to be hosting the WrestleMania 40 Night 2 Extravaganza, and I will be your host. I see, that's the thing. I kind of screwed up because I said on the flyer, Stephen Person, but I don't know if I can actually do it as Stephen Person. Like, I can't be Stephen
Person.
You're
a great heel.
I know. But I'm gonna be like, hey, lady, quick question. Did you come here with your boyfriend or the guy that, you know, you can hook up with on the side and cleans up the bed after you're done with them, you know?
Yeah. Perfect. That sounds like 10 ounces. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, so it's either going to be Mike Quinn or Stephen Person. I don't know. I might wear my gear. I don't know.
Do both, right? I'll bring my ring jacket.
I'll wear my ring jacket. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be food. No cover at the door. I was very explicit about that. We worked out that deal. Take care of your bartenders. Take care of your staff. Order food. Order drinks. It's going to be a great time. This episode will be up tomorrow because I'll get it tonight, which is going to be, it's Wednesday night right now. What's it, third?
Yeah.
Third, because I have very bad concept of days. Don't hate me for it. Sorry. So, yeah. So, tonight's Wednesday. I'm going to have the episode up first thing in the morning or probably tonight so everyone can get the extravaganza feeling of WrestleMania at Richmond Republic. It's going to be a great time. Calm down. Bring your friends. If you cannot get to Philly, we're going to bring Philly to you. But without all the, like, the idiots and stuff like that.
Go Eagles. Go Birds.
Hey, Birds. This is a family show. You don't talk about that stuff here, okay? Jeez. All right.
We're at the link. We're at the link on WrestleMania.
I know. Once again, no one's going to win. Hopefully someone wins the championship there, you know? But yeah, so we're going to go right into topic number one. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about something very near and dear to my heart. Again, this is going to be a wrestling-heavy podcast, and I apologize to anybody who does not. We're going to try our best to pull you into it. I want to go over, first off, my favorite WrestleMania. Because I want to ask you guys what your favorite WrestleMania is. I'll go first, ready? Yeah. My favorite WrestleMania, I've talked about it on episode one. If you're new to the podcast, please check out episode one and two and three and four and five.
and
I want to say
tomorrow.
And six tomorrow. WrestleMania 4 was my favorite because that was my first real live wrestling event. And I think I told you a story. I'm sorry, I'm a bad host. Ladies and gentlemen, let me go down the list of the fine gentlemen that I have here. My official, knighted, and sir'd co-host. He was on special assignment last week.
Special assignment.
Special assignment watching Ghostbusters. We're going to get a thumbs up, thumbs down. What'd you think? Ladies and gentlemen, RJ! Yay!
No, he didn't get a yay for giving him a thumbs down.
That was not a good movie.
We'll talk about it another time. We'll talk about it another time. In suspense, I'm leaving you guys. Yeah. And to his right, a gentleman that I've known for years, the man who was employed by me for a little bit. It was a great time. Until it all fell apart. ladies and gentlemen, Michael. I always gotta say your last name. I'm so horrible with
Schiavo.
It. Schiavo. There you go.
Close enough.
Yay, Mike.
Funk laugh just
and
mine.
To his right, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, a man that you started 2 years at Gleason's before
right
me.
Before you, yes.
Right before me. A year, actually a year. I'm sorry.
He, I was 05, you was 06, right?
Yeah, I was 05. Yes. You were 06, 05. Whatever. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, the man who is anointed as prince by his loving and adorable self, Prince Nana himself.
Yes, Nana.
Prince Nana not well, gave him this name.
Wait, no, Johnny gave me the name. Prince Nana approved it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nana approved.
Not, yes. It's approved. That's what's part. We got a thumbs up. We're not getting sued. ladies and gentlemen, Prince Atiba. Yay! So. Yeah, gentlemen, we're going to talk about WrestleMania. Just a quick couple of things. Yeah, WrestleMania 4, my favorite thing, honestly, was watching Macho Man for the first time. That was the first time I ever saw him.
That was a tournament, right?
Yeah, a tournament. Yeah, yes. That was after DiBiase bought the title off of Andre, and then he made the million dollar belt because he stripped him of the title, and it was an unrecognized title.
Right.
So DiBiase was like a jerk off to me. Like, I hate him. Like, I was poor, so I was like, yeah, this rich dude, like, oh, come on. You know? So I saw him first round, got the bye, Macho Man, working his way up the tournament, Finally at the epicenter of the night is the tournament ends. It's Macho Man versus DiBiase. Macho Man wins. Crowd goes nuts. It's a great feeling. And I left absolutely electric. Me and my friend Jamal were in the backseat of his mom's car, absolutely like bouncing around like a bunch of freaking kittens on crack, you know? Like, oh my God, that was beautiful. So that was like my first real wrestling moment, and that's why WrestleMania 24 was always be my favorite.
That was the one that held that
Jersey. Plaza? Yeah, it was the Plaza. It was 5 and 4 were held at the same spot. Yeah, so right. 6 was in Toronto. So RJ.
So I don't remember the exact number it was, but it's a recent one. I'm gonna have to go with my favorite one's probably gonna be the one that ended with Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair.
Oh, that was
versus Ronda Rousey. Yeah. Was it 37? 6?
My phone's inoperable right now, so I really can't even check.
It was a 30-something, and it was in New Jersey as well.
It was in New Jersey.
It was a fantastic, super long.
Super long.
WrestleMania. Yeah. I remember it went to like almost like, what, 1 in the morning?
Yeah. And now, was that the one where it wasn't night 1 and night 2, or was that the first one?
That was the one that it was not.
It was not, right? Yes.
I think it was like the last one.
Yes. When it got struck by lightning.
Yes, and there was a big fire and everything like that. Yeah. People don't realize that actually happened. People from New York know that because we were here. Yeah. So, and anybody else who visited from other states. So, that was a great one.
That was a great main event, and it had a great card as well. Yep.
Was that the one where Daniel Bryan wrestled Triple H? Because the late 30s, because I was very busy around that time.
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I remember the main event because that was a world-changing main event. And awesome to the women who, I'm not going to say they stepped up because they've always been up. And
they've been recognized more.
Exactly, but that was a great moment for them. And that was a great, great, great
main
event.
And Becky had that whole the man situation going with her. And she's still riding that.
Yeah, and that was the year that she got her face busted open. That was about... Maybe like 3 years ago.
That would have
ago.
Been in what, 2018?
Yeah, and
it was right before COVID.
It was right before COVID. 19, maybe 20. 2019? Yeah, 19 or 20. I can't. I'm so bad at the most recent WrestleManias because I've been so busy. We got a house. We got married. A ton of different stuff happened. So I was like out of watching a lot of wrestling. Mike.
Gotta say, favorite WrestleMania, WrestleMania 2.
Ooh, that was Hogan and Bundy at the main event in the blue cage.
The three locations, right?
I remember watching it.
That was in the three locations.
Yes.
What was it? It was Minnesota was one of them.
It started out in California.
Yes, Minnesota.
And then ended on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And I remember it because it was me, my father, my father's friend, and his daughter. We went to go to Tottenville High School, and we watched it on closed circuit TV.
Awesome.
And did that really count as being in attendance for WrestleMania?
But you went somewhere for it. Because I mean, for us growing up, like we're an older generation of watching WrestleManias, where that was it. They did the three nights, and I think that was the only other time besides the most recent history where they did multiple nights.
No, I thought they did it all in one night.
No, yeah, it was all one night.
No, I'm saying like besides that one, they did multiple locations. I meant to say, sorry, they did multiple locations, but that was the only other time where it was like a multiple situation. Yeah. Besides most recently, was there another one that they did in two nights?
Just the COVID era.
Yeah, just the COVID era, right? Okay, yeah. I mean, it's a great idea, but the only thing is, I always seen it as a handicap because now people go out on Saturdays, you know, like people get are obligated to go to things like weddings and birthday parties and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not like a pay error anymore. It's like everything's on Peacock. So you can just click. Watch it whenever you want. So,
and
I mean.
And all their pay-per-views are Saturdays now, too.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. I feel like as a fan, that kind of screws you up a little bit, right?
I'd rather have, I mean.
Sunday. Everyone's home. Everyone's watching.
This Mania is like going to be 12 hours.
This Mania is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. Having it all crammed in one night would be ridiculous.
Oh, that's crazy. And the thing I like about WrestleMania 2 was there were stars on there, but there wasn't that many crazy stars. And those matches were phenomenal. Yes. Phenomenal matches that happened because it was really like a wrestling display. You didn't have really the musical guest at two. No. It was one where there
one
was
one that had like Liberace.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. One had Liberace, Cyndi Lauper, and it was always wonderful to watch. It was always wonderful to watch because you watched that night of wrestling and it felt special. And still, every WrestleMania does, but I feel like now it's more like coordinated excitement, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, I don't look forward to the musical stars. No. That's me personally. I'm not trying to be negative or anything. Don't. It's just my personal opinion. I don't, even when like, when Kid Rock came out, that was okay-ish. But then they kind of went down with like a couple of people that were like, they're big in the charts. And all you hear is people booing these poor talented artists. I'm not taking away for anything, but exactly. Like I always say, like, you don't air condom commercials during Star Wars movies. You know why? Know your audience. So it's I always said like, dude, read the room. You know what I mean? Like, there are people like you can bring in people that are celebrities and stuff like that. Yeah. Maverick, freaking Logan Paul, awesome. I love him to death. But at the same time, like, dude, don't bring in a musical act to a wrestling show. Well, they don't bring in wrestling to a concert, right? No. Well, so why would we do that?
Bad Bunny did it for a little bit.
Like Bad Bunny's different. Bad Bunny got in the ring. He took his stuff. He went out there.
He did a great job.
And he did a great job. Yeah. Him and Logan Paul are like the celebrities that actually
can do it.
Exactly. They can do it. Mm-hmm.
I would say with the musical guests, at least have them do like the wrestler's entrance, like when Motorhead did Triple
H. Something like that. Yes.
Or the Chris Warren band when they did the
Chris Warren band did DX and they did who else was the music? Did they do Chris
Jericho? Fozzy?
I don't think they did Fozzy actually. I think Fozzy did TNA one time.
Fozzy was, I remember it was on, I don't know if it was Mania, but Fozzy definitely did a Raw one night.
Yeah, they did a Raw. Yeah, I remember that. So Atiba, favorite WrestleMania. Sorry to get off track.
Oh, favorite WrestleMania, the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
X7. Ooh.
That was stacked. I had that shit.
Who was that? Who made it into that one? Was that?
That was Rock Austin the second
time. Yes, Rock and Austin the second time. Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was the first or second time. Yeah.
When Austin turned.
Turned and joined McMahon. Yeah.
And like with that one.
Stone Cold.
Hell yeah. And then what I did was like, I wanted to see it so bad, I couldn't get it on pay-per-view. I actually waited and bought the shit on VHS.
Wait, what?
This is 01.
I was going to say, that's 01, yeah.
This is 01, so like DVDs was a thing.
Yeah.
But VHS was still kind of.
It was holding on.
Hanging on.
Like hanging on for dear life.
Buy me.
And they just had like a stat. That was a stat card too. That was. Front to back.
Yeah.
Because they even had like, what was it? It was Eddie versus Test for European titles.
Yeah.
And that was like surprising.
Surprisingly great. Yeah. Test was always good. God bless his soul. Test was awesome as a big man, and I feel like, I wonder why Test had problems after he broke up with Stephanie. You know, like, I feel horrible for
that.
Yeah, I know, really, yeah. But the thing was, like, after that happened, he cut his hair, he started doing, wasn't he going against Steiner for a little bit, too?
Yes,
yeah.
A little bit. But did you know he was originally slated to be in DX and Triple H kind of shit candy?
Really? I never knew about that.
They wanted him in DX.
Wow.
And then Triple H was like, no.
Is that like Mark Jindrak? Who was it? Mark Jindrak was supposed to be in Evolution?
Yeah, he was supposed to be
in
Evolution.
He was supposed to be Evolution, and Triple H was like, nah, you know, bro, you're a bunch of kids.
You know what that was about, right?
Yeah, because him and Orton were like kids.
And Orton were like Belushi and Aguirre.
Yeah.
They don't want them together.
Yeah, they don't want them together. Like, this is too much. Bro, that would have been an amazing tag team. I would say just take them both out of Evolution, let them do their own thing, and that would have been money. But I guess Triple H was like, that's my guy. You're screwing this up, and bye-bye. So I'm just quickly, really, what was your second most favorite WrestleMania? Mine, 14.
Oh yeah, I love 14.
14 is and 4, I mean, it is like hair difference of why I like
my
them.
Second favorite. It had my favorite entrance and my favorite finish, that Stone Cold Austin.
Austin, but Tyson.
No, where they do the Sean goes for the super kick. Austin ducks stunner. Spins around. That whole thing.
Yeah.
I used to imitate it at Johnny's school.
I think we did that in a match one time. I think we did it in a tag match with Calvi and Toby. Yeah. I think we actually stole that.
But my second favorite Mania is which one was Flair and Macho Man? That was eight,
oh,
right?
Oh, Flair and Macho.
That was eight.
I think that was
eight. Because it's Hogan and Sid Justice.
Yes.
Where Warrior comes back.
Yes, where Warrior comes back.
Papa Shango misses Q.
Yeah.
But that was my favorite because I watched it through my friend's window in his backyard.
Sitting there with a chair.
My parents wouldn't let me order it a pay-per-view. They're like, oh, fuck you. It's too much money. We got you enough. And then
you're alive. We got you water and food. And
then I sneak across my backyard. We also watched SummerSlam that same year through us. That's how we remember. So I watched the window. It was like, oh, shit, Warrior's back. We had to duck down. We had to duck down every time the kid's father came by.
Like, no, we're not looking at your wife. We're watching Stone Cold. We're watching the guys. Don't worry about it. Second favorite WrestleMania.
I gotta go WrestleMania 3, Macho Man.
That is so good. That is actually because there were so many great ones. Like for me, like that's my third.
That match stood out.
That was like a more modern era match. Like they weren't going for the whole back.
That wasn't even the main event.
That wasn't even the main event because it was what's it called?
Hogan Andre.
Yeah, it was Andre. Hogan Andre.
But that match stole the show.
Yeah, it was also who was on the outside? George Animal Steel was on the outside.
Yeah,
and make no factor, yeah. George Animal Steel on the outside will be no factor, yeah. Oh, man. Second favorite.
So I really didn't get the chance to watch that many WrestleMania as a kid since I was not allowed to buy any pay-per-views.
Yeah.
It was like a miracle if I was able to get one.
Should have had a friend whose window.
Yeah, I know. Right?
You guys could have seen that. Watch it with your own window.
So I'm going to have to go with the first WrestleMania I actually ever saw on pay-per-view. And that was going to be the one, I think it was WrestleMania 33 or 32, where The Undertaker lost the streak to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that one.
Because that one, I was not ready for.
You were there. I called that. I told everybody. I think you were there for that. I think we were hanging out at Gleason's at the time.
I think so.
And everyone's talking about it. Like, we were like, bro, Taker's going to win. This is no way. Bro. I was like, dude, it's so stupid. And it makes sense that Brock wins. It's like, why? Because it'll just piss people off.
I didn't think that was going to happen at all.
In the stands.
Bro, I was like, I wish I put money on it because, man. Oh, dude. Like, I remember I put it every single, like, group I was in. Everybody's comments. Everyone's like, Taker's not going to lose. I was like, Taker is losing. That's it. And I put hashtag that's it. I put so many people are like, how the hell? Like, again, like some people know me, like my predictions are so spot on. I don't know. I'm not like super smart or anything. I'm an idiot. I could barely brush my teeth and freaking blink at the same time. But I'll tell you what. I don't know what it is. I see.
And she's back to it.
She's green, right,
she's
babe?
She's green. She's not in right, agreement. Babe? She's like, yep, that's true.
So like, I'm telling you, I felt it. I don't know what it was, but I felt it. And I was like, this is going to happen. Taker's going to lose. And it makes so much sense because no one's going to see it happen. And then afterwards it came out like, oh, only Brock and Taker knew. Paul didn't know. Like,
yeah, I thought it was a mistake or
something. Yeah, everyone thought it was a mistake.
Did he forget to kick out or something?
Yeah, everyone's like.
Because it was like no sound for him.
Yeah.
It was like something weird. Like dead music
air. It was dead air.
No one thought it was going to happen.
Everybody was, like, everyone was shocked.
I felt like they wanted that moment to hear that gasp of people. Yep. You know? So, all right, let's go into it. Get into it hot. WrestleMania Night 1, Mike, you're in charge of running down the card. Give us the first match.
Well, I'm not sure what order it is, but this is the order that I have.
Because honestly, I tried looking it up, and every time...
It's all over the place.
That's the thing. They announced the matches, but not the specific order.
Well, not even specific order. Like, there's matches that like are not even happening, and I'm like, wait, what's going on? It's like freaking, what's it called? Headbanger Mosh versus freaking, like, like the Mounties, you know? It's like in a handicap match, and I'm like, who put this up?
All right, so... Night one, we got the tag match, Rock and Roman.
Okay.
This is Cody and Seth.
Let's work down from the bottom of the card. Let's try and find something more.
Okay.
Yeah, because I want to talk about that match in specifics.
Yeah.
All right, so we have
Jimmy versus Jey Uso.
Okay, Jimmy versus Jey Uso. And I feel like I'm not alone in this. Maybe it's my view of this, but I really feel like they dropped the ball on this because this could have been this era's Owen versus Bret.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm 100% love both those guys. Uh-huh. It's not my company. I don't know what the hell they're doing. Yeah. You know, I don't know what to do. They're paid to do that. You know, but I'll tell you this much right now. When you have WrestleMania, it's about moments, and it's not about the fabricated. Everyone pointing at the sign. Like, I feel like that's like your box of chocolates of freaking WrestleMania, you know? It's like, it's there, you know? Like, it's a new box of chocolate, but it's a box of chocolate I like. Everything's in the same exact spot.
Right.
I'm telling you, that could have been Owen and Bret, SummerSlam, what was that, 93, 94?
94.
Yeah, some, right. Yeah. So,
WrestleMania 10, right?
Yeah. 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 So it was that point where I'm like, bro, you can't drop and something like that. I mean, you had Jimmy running in all the time. Uh-huh. Where was the confrontation? Where was, like, they're going to their dad's house, like, the dad tries sitting him down. See, you know, like, where was the Stu Hart? Like, Rikishi could have been the, what's it called, the Stu Hart of this, you know what I mean? Try to, or the mom, I'm sorry.
You're trying
to squash it. You guys are brothers. You need to work this out. I didn't feel that. I it's going to be a good match. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited for it. Yeah. I actually do want to watch this. They're going to pull off all this stuff, you know. I think there might be a solo factor into this.
Yeah, probably.
You know, so.
I actually wrote down in the notes that I have for this match, both men can go. I could see it being a 5-star match.
Yep.
I just had this nagging feeling in the back of my head since it's not a title match and on a card full of title matches.
Yeah.
I got a feeling that it might be a squash. And
I hope
I'm wrong.
I pray to God you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong, but I see Jimmy going over.
It's going to be a short match, but it definitely won't be a squash. I don't think it's going to be a squash.
All right. So who do you think's going?
I think Jimmy too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going?
I think Jay.
I think Jay too.
It's gotta be Jay.
I feel like Jay because it's gonna be something.
He hasn't had a big moment really.
Yeah. I see both sides of it. I could see Jimmy trying to do the brother, I love you.
Yeah.
And then low blow behind the referee's back or something like that. And I also see Jay doing that exact spot and being like, no, and then freaking, you know, super kick
or
party.
Solo
and,
comes down.
Yeah, Solo comes
Jimmy
down.
Joins back. On the bloodline.
Yeah. Something like that. But I that's one match I'm really just, I'm not disappointed. I'm just saddened.
Yeah. It's not getting a build up.
Exactly. And back in the 90s, I mean, there's a lot of people out there who grew up in the 90s. Everybody had something. Right. And I feel, I hate saying this. I've said this before on here. They just cut people's knees out. They don't want to make stars. They just want to, like, get stuff going down the road and then move on to the next thing without any emotional attachment to the fans.
I always called it neutering your superstar.
Exactly. Yeah. Literally, at their knees. Like, Jey Uso has everybody pumped up and going, why isn't Jay coming out there when he's doing all this stuff and beat him, toss him through the announce table, you know? Like, where's the buildup for me? Like, I need that connection. I need that. Mm. I need to see Jay going to WrestleMania with bruised ribs. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I'm going to fight my brother and both my brothers,
Make it emotional.
Make it emotional. Yep. Give me another one.
I think the biggest problem, though, with all that stuff is the fact that there's just not enough time.
Oh, they have plenty of time. They have plenty of time. I don't want to hear that.
I don't think you have so many superstars. They all have their own storylines, and they're all going all over the place.
Well, I'm not saying fire people, but at the same time, manage things better. Time management is management problems.
Plus, just make the most out of the segments that they do have.
Exactly. If you have 5 minutes to sit there and talk about you're going to beat somebody up with some archaic music in the background, and this, like, thank God we're not doing cinematic matches anymore. I'm going to do a whole entire episode on that stuff.
Undertaker versus AJ Styles wasn't terrible.
It wasn't good.
Fair enough.
If you have to tell me something's not bad, guess what? You're not telling me it's good. You know, it's not good either. But we'll get into that another time. So, we all got our locks. Jimmy.
Jay.
Jay and Jay. All right, give me another match.
All right, keeping it in the family, we got Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio.
I feel bad for this match because, once again, I feel like it's underwhelmed. Yes. I feel like it's just like, this is a square hole.
They did it in 1 week.
They did it in 1 week.
Last Friday. That was it.
That's
Friday.
That's Friday.
That was it.
Again, I'm sorry. I'm if you're going to tell me a story,
tell me a story.
Don't just read me a novel. You know, like when you tell a kid.
Don't give me the cliff notes.
Exactly. Like, there's a wise man who once said this. Some things are like microwaves and some things are like ovens. You know why? Because microwaves, it's beep, 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 and it's done. Oven, you got to marinate. You gotta set it. You gotta preheat the oven. You gotta sit there, watch something. You gotta baste it. Make sure the top doesn't get burnt.
Who is that wise man?
What? Huh?
Who is that?
Devon Dudley. Really? Yep. You were there that day when he came to talk to us. Shout out to Devon Dudley, doing great things.
Bad thing on me, I probably wasn't listening.
Sorry. That's why.
We built you up, and a teamer just, how should I say, neutered you right there.
Chopped the knees out.
Yeah. We love you, bro. But yeah, so the whole thing is that, like, I feel like they're not building up to people's potentials because you're giving people these great characters. Yeah. You're giving them this great aspect for the crowd to emote over it. It connects. And then you just go, all right, here's the next thing. And people are like, wait, I didn't feel anything. We can go more with this. Not even more, just space level. We're going first gear with these guys.
That's the thing I think right now is one of the big problems with WWE. They have a pay-per-view a month, which I've said this for years. It's too many.
See, this is where I disagree. The pay-per-view a month are actually a great thing because when you have this much talent, like you said, guess what? Everyone gets a piece of the pie.
Everyone gets a piece of the pie, but there's no real build-up.
But here's the thing. The build-up comes from the shows. If you, I mean, obviously they got to make money. They're going to have commercials and everything. I get that. But at the same time, it's like, you don't have to have a guy talking into a microphone for 5 minutes about how he's going to beat somebody up.
Right.
And then another 5 minutes has the guy say, you're not going to beat me up. And then they just walk apart their different ways.
I always said this. If you're going to do a pay-per-view a month, you split the brands. Raw has, you do Raw 1 month.
Yep.
You do SmackDown another month. Okay.
Yep.
And you do NXT another month.
Yep.
So that's why on the shows, you have more time to build the storyline, more time to build the character. So when it does come around to the pay-per-view for that particular brand, okay, now we're a vested interest. Yeah. Now we see where this is going.
Yeah. I love all the guys in this match, by the way. I love Dominic.
Yes,
I love Ray.
They're all good.
Escobar.
Everybody can go.
Why aren't we just doing like some sort of like multi-man match? Why are we doing a ladder match? Why are we doing a Money in the Bank match?
They have a ladder match.
I know, but I'm saying like an individual person, Money in the Bank. Like, why isn't Money in the Bank is great, awesome pay-per-view, don't get me wrong, but you can do that at Mania and get all these guys over.
That was a guaranteed good match at Mania.
That was always a guaranteed good match. Always,
like, even if Mania sucked for the most part, that was always a good one. That's why I wish that would have went back to Mania.
All right. Who we got in that match?
I'm going Dirty Dom and Escobar.
Okay.
I got Rey and Dragon.
Okay.
Shit, I don't even know because I wasn't even interested in
it. Sorry, Ray.
I'll go with Dom. And
I'm gonna say Dominic because I think they're gonna fix that problem of last year when Ray beat him. Because there was no point in Ray beating Dominic. Dominic should have won that match.
Did he take his belt off and whoop him?
Yeah, his sister, yes, he did. It's actually a true funny story. So during WrestleMania last year, Dominic Mysterio goes out to his family and takes the cup of water, right? Throws it in his sister's face. That wasn't planned.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, people didn't know that. So I only heard about that because somebody I know was there, and they said she was flipping out. You weren't supposed to do that.
Who hasn't done that to their sister?
I know, really. It's like, that is the ultimate sister. That is better. That's more better sibling rivalry than we saw from Jay and Jimmy. That's all I'm saying.
Book that match.
Dominic and Aaliyah.
All right. give me another one.
All right, let's go to the ladies. We got Bianca Belair, Naomi, Jade Cargill versus Damage Control.
All right, so that match, I'm actually excited. It got a build. Mm-hmm. Jade, Royal Rumble. People heard music hit. Everyone knew who she was.
Yep.
It's over. And like, she's automatically over. They're making her do these big, stout. Jade is awesome, by the way.
That power bomb was.
Yeah, that boom.
Better than Owens.
Like, I love Jade. I loved her since she first started. She was perfect. And the thing was, like, they didn't give her much. She was, I'm not saying this as an insult, but she was the female Goldberg. She didn't know much. And I say this.
She got better.
She got 100% better. Like, I mean, every time you saw her, like, she was coming out in a She-Hulk character, gimmick, stuff. Storm. And she connected with the people, even as a heel.
Yes.
And I'm very big on, like, if you're a heel, make people hate you. But at the same time.
Make them love you.
They not even love you, but they appreciate
Make
you.
Make me appreciate you.
And that's the thing. Like, she was very limited in what she did. Like, I'm not grading anybody. I'm no position whatsoever to tell anybody on TV what to do or a judge or anything. I'm not some god of wrestling.
Yeah.
But you saw things that she wasn't good at, but you saw her overcome that with simple little things like, you know, this is awesome, you know, you know, the big girl strong stuff, the baddie club. She had something to make people be distracted. It's like, don't look at this, look at this.
Yeah.
But it was all beautiful stuff. And she wasn't the best, but she wasn't the worst.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there are way worse people.
Like that Paul Heyman thing where he says, hide the negatives, accentuate the positives.
Exactly. The words out of my mouth, that was my next sentence. And I feel like they did a good job of that.
Yeah.
So with Jade, when she came in, people saw where she was at. They went, all right, let's build up the character. She came out, a storm is coming. People went ballistic at the Rumble. She got the biggest pop, I think, in the female Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
she did. So I see her, Bianca, and Naomi. Naomi, who's back from TNA.
Yes.
For me personally, those are the winners. I don't see Jade getting pinned. Maybe Naomi getting pinned because she got pinned a couple of times, whatever. But what's it called? I see Damage Control losing, and I kind of see Bayley getting involved in this. That's my prediction.
Yes,
causing damage control.
Because she would be the fourth, because damage control has fourth altogether. Yeah. So that'll probably be eventually another pay per view, 4-4.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what that might be?
Survivor Series.
There you go. Building it up.
War Games.
War Games, but that's like NXT though, right?
No, War Games. They brought it back to Survivor Series.
Yeah, but I feel like.
They did it with the Bloodline.
But they did that last time, right? Weren't they involved in it? The female.
I think they're going to do it every year.
Talk about the females. The females wrestled each other last time in War Games, remember?
Yes. The same one?
Yeah, because what's her name jumped off the top of the cage?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't
Io Shirai.
So
Damage Control was involved.
Yeah, so I don't know if they're going to do that again. They could and be like, wait, who won that match, by the way?
I think it was the Damage Control one.
Yeah, Damage Control. So they
can. That's why you could bring it back.
Exactly. I forgot who won the match. I was going to say, if they lost, you can't bring it back. We lost in this thing. But now it's like, this is our domain. This is our spot.
Then again, having a specialty match never really mattered because how many specialty matches did The Undertaker have and lost?
Yeah, but his
Hell in the Cells.
But look at ladder matches and Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy won a whole bunch of ladder matches. True. Edge and Christian won a bunch of ladder matches, and that was their match. Right. Yeah. You know, so. All right, who do you think wins?
So I'm going to go crazy here. I'm going to say there's going to be an issue between, Bianca Belair and... Jade Cargill.
Okay.
And that's going to cause Naomi to get pinned.
Okay, so that's good.
Because I think that's going to be a money match.
That's a money match.
And
see, he actually looked at my notes, because that's what I have right
now. What? RJ.
I
expect nothing left from the Eagles fan.
Wow. Now, I have something.
Birds of war.
I got something going down. With Naomi, Bianca, and Jade.
Okay.
Somebody gets interfered with somehow. Maybe
a stray hit.
A stray hit somehow.
Yeah.
Damage control goes over.
Okay.
See, I think they'll tease some heat between Bianca, but it'll kind of work out because, like, I think they need to be victorious before they feud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they have to be successful.
Kind of like an ego issue, who's better.
Yeah, you got to be successful first, and now you have a reason to vote.
Exactly. Again, 100%.
And here's the thing. The safest person to get pinned in that match, not even Naomi, it's Dakota Kai.
Dakota Kai absolutely getting pinned. I see that happening.
I see Jade pinning Dakota.
I see
the pinnable. Jade on Dakota.
Jade on Dakota or...
Because I don't think the two champs are going to get pinned.
Yeah. No. Or maybe Asuka and what's it called? Pinning Naomi. Naomi and Sky are the ones that I feel like are going to be the ones that are pinnable in that match.
Well, Kairi Sane. Sky has their own match.
Yeah, Kairi Sane. Sorry.
But you know what else might happen too? Because I think they'll win. Here's what I want to see happen later on down the line. The three of these maybe have Kabuki Warriors at another pay-per-view or something, lose the titles, do a Freebird rule with Bianca.
That'd be cool.
And that can lead to heat.
Hey, we could even...
Lead to heat between some of them.
You could even do that match.
Who's the two that wrestle?
You can even like add in a triple threat for the belts and just make it a trios.
Yeah.
Something like that. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's just...
That's my mental diarrhea right there. Yeah. All right, so my bet is officially going to be Naomi... Bianca and Jade.
Me too. Right.
Give me another match.
All right.
What is that, 3-0? 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Staying on night one, we are up to the six-pack ladder match.
That match is going to be crazy. I don't even know who's going to win that match. But here's the thing. Priest can lose that match, and that could be a precursor to him cashing in the title for the title later on. But I don't know who to pick. If I've got to pick somebody, I'm going to go with the champs.
Okay.
Sorry.
We got... The Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus Awesome Truth, Miz and R-Truth.
Yep.
DIY, Johnny Gargano, and however the hell you say his last name, versus The New Day. Thank you.
Oh, Tommaso Ciampa.
Tommaso. Versus The New Day versus A-Town Down Under.
See, I don't think A-Town Down Under is going to do anything. They're going to be the beat-up guys for that match. They're going to be the ones taking the big spots. They're going to take the pump off the ladders. That's my prediction. Again, I do see, I see Judgment Day. All those guys can carry the belt, so all great athletes. I actually... know a couple people in that match, but I think just Judgment Day is going to take that.
So my question of the day is, how is that match going to work? Is it going to be four belts up there or just the two?
You have to retrieve. Are they going to be splitting both of them?
Or are they going to be splitting both
sets? Might be one belt and one belt. Not one belt. They have the clip. So it's going to be, remember how they had the golden clip where they had both world titles when Cena won it?
Okay.
So you could have that and take off both belts.
Okay.
They did say you have to retrieve both titles.
Yeah.
Both sets. Both sets said that. Yeah.
It'd be funny if one goes after one.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking about. Because I was like, how are they going to actually do it? Is it going to be two for one special? Or is it...
Two teams on the top. Maybe Gargano and Ciampa and... what's it called? Not even New Day.
Awesome Truth.
I just Judgment had a fucking Day. Yeah, Judgment Day on top, yeah. And they're fighting, two different ladders. They both grab on. They try kicking, and they kick off, and both belts come off. They fucking take a huge bump. Each brand gets a belt
that's
now.
That's what I'm thinking. Yep. Yeah.
One's on Raw, one's on SmackDown.
That's what I'm hoping, yeah.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to talk about a couple things when we get back, but the rest of WrestleMania Night 1, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about one of our great sponsors, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's right. We're talking about SWA. Winner Takes All is going to be April 19th, Deer Park, Long Island at the NYWC Sportatorium. So here is the commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, SWA Wrestling returns to the Deer Park area at the NYWC Sportatorium, April 19th, for Winner Takes All. In a tag team match that will dictate the pace of SWA in the future for the years to come, we have General Manager Double A making his in-ring debut as he teams with former SWA Pride Champion Pancakes as they take on the duo of Ring King Camacho and Ox. If Ox and Camacho win, they get their contracts back. But if they lose, they are banned from the company for life. Also, the Battle of the Heavyweights take place for the SWA Tag Team Trophy Championship. We have on one side the team of War versus the other team. Also, as big and mean as they come, the Graveyard Disciples, winner will get an opportunity down the road for the trophy championship. The new SWA Adrenaline Champion, Hunter Grayson, lays out the open challenge to anybody on the SWA roster who thinks that they can take this title away from him. This man is motivated and ready for action on April 19th. And in the main event, we have the SWA Pride Champion, Chris Caton, as he takes on NYWC Champion, Joey Conway. And the winner of this match will walk away with everything. That's right. Both belts go to the man who scores the first pinfall in this match. So, ladies and gentlemen, winner takes all, April 19th. Get your tickets now before they sell out. And we're back. All right. So, yay. Great place. Great, awesome crowd in Deer Park, Long Island. Definitely check them out. Give me another match.
Well, let's finish this. I got...
Oh, wait. Sorry, we need to finish. Sorry.
Yeah, finish. I got Awesome Truth going over.
Okay.
In the tag match. I got Awesome Truth.
Okay. Awesome Truth?
Yeah.
Like, if they don't do what we want and split the belts...
Yeah.
I would see maybe Gargano and Ciampa just to have their moment. I think
they deserve that. They've both had crazy stuff happen to them, and Gargano's an awesome guy.
And Triple H loves these guys.
Yeah, Triple H loves those guys. So, yeah. So that's our official picks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Got the women's championship match: Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch.
All right, that one. Very controversial. She's awesome. She's great talent. She's been doing it for years. I'm not a Becky fan. Sorry.
Really?
She's very, how should I describe this? She's very, not annoying, but like, I just wasn't into her. She never made me believe, you know, except for when she first started, she was doing the steampunk gimmick and everything afterwards. I was just like, mm-mm. The man gimmick was entertaining. I get it. You know, but there's matches out there that I've seen other people have better matches than her.
Yeah.
And that's just my point of it, you know? So.
Did you like when she used to dance in NXT? Didn't she wear like
yeah,
green
pants? Yeah, she was one of what's it called? She was one of the Rosebuds. People don't know this. She's actually. She was one of the Rosebuds.
Yeah, she was.
Becky Lynch started off as one of the Rosebuds.
And so did Braun Strowman.
And Braun Strowman, yeah.
A few of them.
A lot of
and,
people.
Elias.
Yeah. And Brian Starks.
Yeah,
Brian Starr. There you go. There's your moment of fame.
Was Ultimate Security one of them too?
Yes, actually he was. Ultimate Security was actually one of a couple of Johnny Rod's guys up there doing big things in the Rosebuds. So I feel like in that match, oh man, I'm sorry. Becky has just been, when she went down to NXT and took that belt, I'm completely unnecessary. There was no need for her to go down there, take that belt, and then just basically beat a female down there that was going great, you know? And then it was like, oh, Becky Lynch beat you. All right, cool. And then Becky Lynch left, and it was like nothing, you know? Yep. So you haven't heard a peep, you know, from any of those people afterwards. That's my personal opinion. I feel like they just dropped the ball with those NXT people after Becky beat them. She was running out of NXT. I felt like it was not a downgrade for her, but I felt like she could have done more, you know? So I, pretty God, rare fucking wins that freaking match. I do not want Becky holding that belt. I'm sorry. I just don't want her holding that belt. Rhea does a better job. She's more believable, and Becky is just, I feel like, I'm the man, you know? It's like, okay, good, great, okay.
Next?
Yeah, exactly. Rhea is just, I mean,
Rhea plays it up.
Plays it up. I feel like she's a champion.
Even like just playing around with the audience.
Yep, playing around with the audience, playing around people doing stuff. Yep. Becky has her bilk out. I hope it does well. I really do. Great success to her.
Have they wrestled before the Mania or no?
They haven't wrestled at Mania, but they've wrestled before, and I'm pretty sure on television a couple times. What do you got?
I'm going Rhea as well.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think there's no real reason for Becky to win the championship right now. She has the book. She has all these other things going. Yep. I think you're going to keep on Rhea.
Yep.
I hope so anyway.
Yep.
I got Becky because I think Rhea is a little banged up. This would be a good time for her. Just take a little time off, heal up. Dropping it at Mania to Becky would be, it wouldn't come with a shock, but I think if you're going to drop it on a big stage. Let her get, heal up a little bit, come back, and take it all back again. So I got Becky going over. All
right.
I got Rhea. I'm thinking she has to beat Becky because Becky's a big name. Still, even though she's kind of cooled off a bit, Becky is still a big name to beat. So it's another notch on Rhea's belt. Yep. Plus, Rhea's going to eventually turn face.
Yeah.
I think she's going to turn face with the title probably.
Really?
That's a possibility. That's a good idea.
Or maybe lose it and turn face, but not at Mania.
Yeah.
Plus, even if she is banged up, you can keep the title on her and just not have her do matches every week.
Roman.
Still save her. Exactly.
Acknowledge her.
Acknowledge her.
acknowledge she's not. Acknowledge me as I'm not defending the title.
Right. Exactly. Just save her for pay per views.
I could see Rhea dropping it at Mania. Taking some time off and then coming back as a face. Because right now, if she keeps it
Royal Rumble,
she keeps it as a heel.
But not at Mania. It's too much of a stretch. I feel like SummerSlam.
That
would make sense.
SummerSlam,
if she
come
drops
back,
it now, come, takes a break. SummerSlam
drop
makes
now,
sense.
Take the break, come back at the next big one. But having her turn face, like right now she's a heel. She keeps it as a heel. All of a sudden, you're going to make a turn face. And I think a lot of people might lose it because, she's part of Judgment Day.
Then what happens with Judgment
Day?
People
think Priest is going to turn face.
No.
He's going to leave. They think he's going to leave.
Nah.
And then Dominic's bringing all these other new people in, so they might keep it going by maybe.
But then that just waters it down. It's like, if you give me a steak dinner, you take out the meat and you put in freaking tofu. Bro, I don't have a steak dinner anymore.
That's true, but but it comes with if you can potentially create two bigger stars singles out of that though.
Yeah, but
Triple H came out of DX and became a top guy.
Yeah, but look at
DX got
watered down. Yeah,
yeah, but then it made Triple H though.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing though. There's so many things that are happening right now. Judgment Day is one of their top acts as heels. So it's like DX was awesome, but
the top act, but they were on fire.
Exactly, they were on fire
when they broke up.
But right now, Judgment Day is just basically running toughshop. They have all these different things in all these different places. They are literally putting them with different people. So I don't think that's going to happen.
But then here's the problem with Judgment Day: they're still a mid card faction.
Yeah,
which DX kind of was too.
But at the same time, Damian Priest could be the Triple H and win the belt.
Yes.
Yeah.
What also could happen? They can get swept. They can lose Judgment Day, lose all the titles.
Exactly. That's true.
And then they all go their separate ways, and then Priest gets money, gets the title shot. Okay. You can turn Rhea face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dominic can just do whatever Dominic does.
I feel like putting the dagger in that is going to be a bad move at this stage in all their careers.
Yes.
So WWE will probably do it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying they'll do it now or whatever, but that's the only thing Dom. The thing is with Dom, because him and
the
Rhea,
pre-show before
affair.
WrestleMania, they all just break up.
They'll split up.
Yeah.
We're done.
I have way more faith right now in WWE, especially now they're going more adult oriented. Yes. That's another thing we have to bring up at some point.
All right, we got to move along. Give me another one.
Well, who you got?
Oh, I told you. What were we talking about? The
women's match.
Rhea.
Yeah, I said Rhea.
I don't pay attention.
That's fair.
You're his default.
Last one on night one, got the tag match. Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth.
This match has so many different factors running at it from different areas.
It can go so many different ways.
We got to move along because we're running out of time, but what's it called? I say this straight off the bat. This is my prediction. We talked about this last time you were here. I think it's going to be the tag match. I said it before. I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. What's going to happen is it's going to be... Roman and Rock beating up on Seth. Seth takes a huge bump or something like that. Rock bottom spear, maybe spear onto the announce table or some store. He goes onto the top rope and then somebody shoves him. He goes to the table. Mm-hmm. Out comes Damian Priest. Cash in 1, 2, 3 in the middle of the match. Seth gets, he gives him something even bigger. Seth is carried out of the match, right? Uh-huh. Cody, everyone thinks Cody's going to, what's it called? Miscue between Roman and Rock. Boom, spear. Into Rock. Rock, oh, what the hell? He sells it like Goldberg. The Goldberg playing music, you know, when Goldberg came out and debuted. Uh-huh. And then that happens. Now, after that, Rock gets up, Rock bottom to Roman. Cody pins Roman. 1, 2, 3. Or, if this doesn't happen yet, Seth, pins Rock for some collusion here or something like that. And then, they both team up on, Seth gets beaten up, put through a table. Then Damian Priest comes out, 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. cashes in. So that's my prediction.
So I feel like Cody has to finish the story, and he's going to make it as hard as possible. So I'm going to say it's going to be Rock and Roman wins.
Yeah, 100%. They're going to make the bloodline rules. Cody overcomes, 100%.
Yep. I got Rock and Roman winning. Bloodline rules for next night. Yep. That's when you can see the Rock turn on Roman.
Here's the thing also. I said this too. It's going to be Rock and Roman for the tribal head of the table,
right.
A head of the table match, I guess, if you would.
Yeah.
Not like on a pole or something stupid like that.
Well, they're all Samoans. So.
Yeah, they are, exactly. So it'll be, what's it called, Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania, and I think that's going to be the lead-in with the tag match. Rock leaves Roman hanging mm-hmm. at night two. I think Triple H is coming in with a pedigree. That's my crazy thing. It's not going to kill him.
There's rumors that Austin might show. Remember that beatdown who was on a truck?
Yeah. So,
I got Rock Roman.
Okay.
Oh, Rock Roman, Cody needs adversity overcome. Because, like, if you...
Why are you going to make a rule if it doesn't happen? Exactly. It's like all the Marvel movies. We have to stop this from happening. Guess what happens? We have to stop Thanos from getting the Infinity Stones. Guess what happens? Yep. You know? Like, it's always going to be some big adversity. Oh, the Death Star, the new one isn't built yet. Guess what? this space station is fully operational. You know? Like, uh-oh.
Yes. So they wouldn't tease that and not do it.
Exactly. Every prophecy comes true. The good guy beats the prophecy. That's your hero right there. All right. Is that night one?
That's night one.
Okay. Night one. We're going to give a quick commercial break. Go right into the next commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, HAWA, next week, April 13th, your interstate champion, Stephen Person, is going to be defending his belt against a man. Well, we don't know who he is yet. Yeah, we're going to find out. We don't know who he is yet. I've been asking the board for who it's going to be. We're going to find out. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, HAWA, here's your commercial. And we're back. I do the ending. It was like 2 seconds.
Quick commercial.
Behind the curtain. So, yeah. So, here we go. Night two. We got to jump into this. Sorry. Right. We chatted way too much. We killed our time. We still got like a good amount of time. I got a little extra time this week. All right.
LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
LA Knight versus AJ Styles. I think AJ is going to lose. I think he's at that part where he's a veteran enough where not only he could carry the match, because no one needs to carry LA Knight. Mm-hmm. No one needs to carry AJ, obviously. But I feel like the story is going to be through the crowd, in the back, somewhere around the arena.
All over the place.
All over the place. You know, they're going to do the spots. Somebody falls or something, maybe.
Oh, it's fall count anywhere?
No. Oh. I just think they're going to do it. Because there's so much heat. Like, this guy came to his house. The ring cannot continue.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's already outside. It's in someone's house, you know? Like, they both got arrested at that episode back down here, right? So, what's it called? It's like, sir, you think the earth is flat? What do you mean, man? I thought it was a free country!
They did the Austin Pillman angle.
Exactly.
Except
so
AJ didn't have a gun.
Yeah, exactly. AJ had a flat globe. sorry, AJ, I love you. What's it called? All right, give me. I think it's going to be LA Knight because he needs the win. I think it's going to be a brawl to the outside. AJ is going to lose because it's going to continue on the rivalry, and AJ is going to beat up LA Knight on the next Raw right afterwards.
Yeah. I'm going to go AJ Styles. AJ Knight almost accidentally.
Oh, AJ Knight.
I'm going to go both. Why not? No, that's AJ Styles.
Exactly.
I'm going to go opponent, AJ Knight. There you go.
Wait, let's get some camera. Right. We can't reach. Forget it. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Fusion.
I'm going to go AJ Styles. He hasn't won anything in a long time, and I think he deserves something.
That's true. And then you could have he cheats for the win. Mm-hmm. LA Knight gets pissed.
And then it continues the whole feud.
Yep. Who do you got?
LA Knight.
Okay. Why?
I just think, like, you know, AJ doesn't need the wins.
Yeah. That's my view on it, too, actually.
AJ, at this point in AJ's career, he can put people over and still look good.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Knight needs help looking good.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's at that point in his career. So it's going to be a 5-star match.
Yep.
I see AJ jobbing.
It's going to be a brawl. I think it's going to be in the A. It'll be great if
it's
just
all over the place.
It'd be great if it just starts off like LA Knight's in the ring. He does his WrestleMania entrance. AJ starts coming out with his WrestleMania entrance. And then next thing you know, they just like halfway through it, phenomenal, whatever or not, he does the hand things. And then LA Knight just punches him right in the face. Yep. And they fight all around the WrestleMania stage.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That would be a brawl. That's like a fight. There's animosity there. That's what I was expecting from Jimmy and Jay. So who do you got?
I'm going with LA Knight. Even though I don't like the feud because I think a lot it's of forced. People... No, I just think a lot of stuff is misplaced right now. I think AJ should have been feuding with, the Final Testament? Because remember, they beat him down weeks ago before the Final Testament even formed. So I was like, now you could
have... Oh, yeah, that's right.
You could have did the club Final Testament.
Yeah, that's true.
And I always thought LA Knight should have been the guy to beat Logan Paul to take that title.
Yeah. That would have been great. That's a personality.
And he has a lot of material to, like, really rag on.
Exactly,
Logan Paul,
exactly. I was hanging out with Logan Paul in Japan one time.
He could talk about his prime and just
exactly. It's
rip
like,
on that.
This stuff sucks,
Maybe SummerSlam will get that.
Yeah, maybe SummerSlam. All right.
But LA Knight, just because he needs to win.
He needs to win.
I'm hoping AJ isn't going to become like the next Ziggler.
Oh, God, yeah.
Has good matches, but always loses.
Yeah. But that's what everyone loved about Ziggler, though. But, yeah. All right, give me another one.
Bobby Lashley in the Street Profits versus the Final Testament.
And that's a street fight.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
going to be the street fight.
They're going to be brawling all over
the place. They're going to be brawling all over the place. It's going to be a very ugly, not ugly as in bad, but I think it's going to be a very... emotionally charged guys beating each other up match, and it's gonna be fun to watch. I love Bobby Lashley beating the crap out of people. Final Testament. I don't know. if there's always been people who, I don't know, that could have been part of the ladder match. Those two teams could have been part of the ladder match, and you could have pulled out other people from that ladder match. Like you could have give the tag champions.
Yeah, like Waller in theory.
Waller in theory. You could not even that. Like you could have had Priest and Finn outside that match defending against like the New Day or something like that. That would be a match that I think people would really go nuts for. You could even have them in a tag team ladder match and have this match like they did last year. Remember when it was Braun Strowman and Ricochet and all these other guys? That was a great match. That was a great tag team cluster match. You know, but I feel like that could have been for the number one contendership, you know?
Yes.
That would have been better. And that's just me just playing, my imaginary thing here. But that match, man, I'm going to see Bobby Lashley in Street Profits.
I'm going to go with Final Testament because it's Scarlett Bordeaux and whatever she wears. That's the reason why.
That's the X factor.
Yeah.
When Scarlett walks out, we always win.
Everyone wins.
Thank you for not releasing her. Dear God. All right.
Bobby and the Profits.
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking, because I don't know if they want to really just, like, and I don't think this feud, I don't know if this feud's going to end or not, but, like, if the feud's going to continue, I think Final Testament's going to win, even though I'm not interested in this feud, because I think Bobby should be doing bigger shit.
Yeah.
And I always thought that, like...
I would like Bobby versus, what's it called?
Karrion Kross?
Yeah, Karrion Kross. I love Kross. I love Kross to death.
I love Kross, too. Yeah. Like, especially as Jesse Ventura.
Oh, my God, it's great.
But, like, I thought...
Give me three more reps.
Don't tell me you don't have another one in you. Don't.
Is that a predator?
No, but with Karrion Kross, I don't like the whole dark, spooky gimmick.
Yeah.
Here's what I thought he should have done. Him and Scarlett, rip off Shane Douglas and Francine. That
would have been great. That would have been great.
You can rip that off, Angelita, Triple H, Stephanie. Rip off that pair.
Yeah.
A guy who's willing to do anything that it takes to get a title and keep a title. Just a fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
And then a woman who's just as scummy as he is.
Francine, you're always awesome. Thank you for hanging out with me at the big event.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, we were hanging out, talking a little bit. I told her, I was like.
I listen to her podcast.
Yeah, she's great. We were talking about how, I forgot what year it was, but she was telling me the story behind it. So the story goes that Paulie is telling her, all right, you're going to get hit with a kendo stick tonight by Just Incredible, right? You're going to shove Shane out of the way to save him, but you're going to eat it. He goes, okay, what do you want him to do? She's like, Paulie tells her, don't block it. This is from Francine herself. She goes, don't block it. So I go, okay, no problem. And she pushes him out of the way, turns, and just incredible. I mean, if you look it up on YouTube, just incredible cracked her like he corrected her in front of his friends. Bro, I was like, oh my God. I was in the audience that day in the Elks Lodge in Queens where we spent a lot of time together. Yes. And man, I'm telling you, I thought she was dead. She hit the ground. It wasn't a bump. It was just like a dead body falling to the floor. It sounded like thunder went off. And it just watch it. Just watch it, all right? So that's my little Francine story. Thank you for hanging out with me a little bit.
So but I'm still split on who's going to win this one. I'm going to say maybe finals has to be.
Okay. All right. I like it. Maybe a double DQ or something like that. I don't know. They fight to the outside. They get into a brawl. Referee gets hit. I don't know. So many options because it's not a destination they need to go to.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, give me another one.
U.S. title, Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton.
I see Orton winning this.
Really?
That's
really?
Me personally. Because, I mean, I'm not 100%. Did he ever have the U.S. title?
I don't think so. That's why I was
I don't think so. And I think that would be a good, like, little feather in his cap. It gives him a belt. It gives him recognition. He beat up Logan Paul. Logan Paul comes back. Maybe SummerSlam. They have a great match. Those two would... Randy Orton controlling Logan Paul. Logan Paul's good, you know, but he's still very fresh. So he has all the high-fly offense. Randy Orton has all the pounding ground. He's such a wizard in that ring. And he's very athletic, so he can keep up with all the stuff that Paul's going to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's working with Ricochet, so I feel like he's getting a good education on that, and he's definitely working with Randy Orton. So I think that would be a great thing. And I said this before, Randy Orton not just needs the win, but he doesn't need it, but it further expands him to now work with somebody like Logan Paul at SummerSlam. Yeah. They're going to probably do it in Hollywood because it's like always in... So that would be a great thing, you know? So, that's my pick. Is going to be Randy Orton.
Yep, that was my pick as well because I feel like he needs that U.S. U.S. title.
Yeah, U.S.
So
title,
he needs that, and he'll be all set.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens.
I like it. He never had the U.S. belt either, I believe. I don't think any of these...
I don't think he did.
Do you have Intercontinental?
He had the Intercontinental,
okay,
I think,
Intercontinental, okay.
Maybe. I'm not too sure. Who do you got?
See, I got Owens, too, but I see maybe there might be friction between Orton and Owens.
Yeah, and then you could take Logan Paul out. Logan Paul does his own thing.
I do think there's going to be a special RKO on Logan Paul doing something crazy athletic.
Maybe Kevin Owens, because he's been a...
And then maybe Kevin Owens steals that win.
Exactly. Words out of my mouth. Yeah. Kevin Owens turns heel, beats up Randy Orton. Randy Orton has a heel to work with.
Or maybe not even a heel. Maybe not even a heel turn at Mania, but like down the line.
No, I think
they tease it. They have friction, and then that's what causes
Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
He hits Orton in the back of the head with the belt, maybe on SmackDown, whatever. Hits him in the back of the head with the belt. Listen, I respect you. It was a match. Logan Paul, he's out. You hit him on RKO. He's in the back. He's not able to come out here. RKO. You hit him. I'm sorry. I saw an opportunity, and I took it. I want to shake your hand. I was the better competitor that night. Uh-huh. I'll give you a shot anytime you want. Boom, here's your shot right there in the back of your goddamn head.
But you know what would also turn Owens heel too, right? Hey. If they shake hands, looks like it's no hard feelings.
Stunner.
Orton RKO's Owens because that's going to get over. Orton can't be a heel.
Yeah.
No matter what Orton does, he's going to be loved.
Right. Yeah.
Then Kevin Owens has a gripe.
Yeah.
And he's just complaining about what
happened. I won that match. I was going to shake your hand. You gave me an RKO. You were bitter. You're not a bitter old man, but like you're a bitter loser.
Yeah.
You need to learn humility, and I'm going to teach it to you. I'm going to beat it into you. And then Kevin Owens is a heel again. Yeah. I love I love Orton and Owens as heels.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, again, my bet is going to be, what the hell are you looking at, pretty lady? Don't look at me. You're making me laugh. You're just looking at me for no reason. Give me another one.
Women's championship match. Io Sky versus Bayley.
Bayley, she came back. Yep. She did that. She got betrayed. She cried her eyes out. Emotional. But not. She emoted her eyes out when she was like, I speak Japanese. I think that's going to be the feather in the cap going after her. And then she gets beat down afterwards. And it's going to be her and maybe the whole team of Naomi, Cargill, and
Bianca.
Mm-hmm. And I think maybe that'll be Survivor Series down the road. Champion on one side, champion on the other side. Uh-huh. So, but they're very protective with their champions with that stuff.
Plus, it'll be Bayley going against her team at Survivor Series. They're being with them, so that'll be a new twist.
So, give me your predictions.
Quickly, I'm going to go Bayley.
Yep. Okay.
Bayley.
Unanimous, ladies and gentlemen. Bayley, don't let us down. This is recorded, Bayley, all right?
This is our second sweep of the night.
We have to send this to her.
We have to send this to you. We're going to tag you. All right, give me another one.
All right, heavyweight championship. Seth versus Drew.
See, this has implications from the night prior. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if I have to stick to my prediction, it's going to be a triple threat now. Damian Priest gets put into that match, and it's Seth and what's it called for the triple threat?
Could be.
Seth and McIntyre.
Yep. But isn't the next one going to be Rumble at the Castle or whatever?
Yeah.
So I see
McIntyre winning.
No, maybe I see McIntyre losing, setting up the rematch, and him winning it in his home country. The pop he would get there.
See, the thing is with me is WrestleMania always, to me, had a golden rule, and they've kind of ignored it the past couple of years. WrestleMania's always been the finality of things. Like, stories ended at WrestleMania. Austin and Michaels. Michaels mm-hmm. disappeared for a while.
Right.
Taker and, what's it called? And The Streak. He disappeared for a while. So, the past couple of years, they've just been like, WrestleMania's been kind of like the in-between Monday Night Raw.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a disrespect to the whole entire, how should I say this properly, the whole ambiance of WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. WrestleMania should be like, they're going to meet at WrestleMania, and then they never touch each other again for another year or two. So that's just me. I mean, if you're going to do the season finale thing, it should be WrestleMania is your end point. Everything builds up to it. There's beatdowns, there's betrayals, mm-hmm. everything ends at WrestleMania.
And then you start new storylines.
You start new storylines. Yeah, champions true. Walk out. If you want to continue... what's it called? If you want to continue feuds, that's fine, you know, but at the same time, championship matches and all that other stuff need to end at WrestleMania. It's cardinal to me. Mm. So, yeah.
If we're going that way, if they say everything ends at Mania, then I see Drew going over. But setting him up to be a face turn, having him win it in Glasgow.
I don't see him being a face.
He's
you know why?
He's killing it as a heel. Right?
Dude, he's doing the meme god. Like, for a while, I was actually thinking about doing that. It was just like my whole entire thing about memes. Like, you know, like just memeing people out and stuff like that. But McIntyre started doing it. So I'm like, I don't know if they're going to go with this. So I don't want to commit to that, you know? So, I think McIntyre is going to be a heel. I think they give him the belt and then he beats Seth. CM Punk comes back and beats him down the road.
Yeah, okay. That's what I say.
And Drew just turned heel. Like
he just turned heel. Right? Yeah, I was like, I don't see him turn face in a while. Yeah, yeah. So
he could be a heel champion.
Yeah, I believe as a heel champion until CM Punk comes back. Mm-hmm. CM Punk comes back, beats living crap out of him. All the shit he's saying. I think it's gonna end with him talking crap about AJ, and then that's when Punk comes back.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you there. McIntyre is gonna win the title tomorrow on Sunday.
Yeah,
and then uh-huh. go up against CM Punk later down the road. How long did the tricep tricep injury?
They said
take?
Like months.
Yeah. Months? So maybe he'll be ready for SummerSlam.
That's what happens. I'm thinking. SummerSlam, he's going to be back. What do you got?
I gotta say Seth.
Okay.
I think he keeps it and then drops it in Glasgow.
Okay. What do you got?
I'm gonna say Drew, but then also Drew can win it and then Damian Priest cashes on him. So now Drew's robbed again of his.
Yeah. Body. Oh god,
that could work too. Yeah.
I would love to see that at the castle. You know what I mean?
Forget it.
Bro.
That'll be
if he cashes in at the castle. See, that could happen too. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
I see that, Punk and him beating the crap out of each other. They have this beautiful brawl of a match. Uh-huh. Beat the living crap out of each other. And the next thing you know, you have Damian Priest cashes in. I always want to see, I don't think it's ever happened, but I don't think anybody's ever cashed in during a match besides Seth, where Seth cashed in the middle of the match.
And made a triple threat.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like that angle hasn't been touched for a while, you know?
The only thing I don't like about that is you have the two guys going at it. They're putting on a 5-star match, and then someone comes in and just cheats.
That's the point. That's the whole point. But that's the thing.
I think it takes away from the match, the end.
Here's the thing. What is a bullet? What's a main point of a bullet when you put it into a gun?
Kill somebody.
Exactly. So what's the point of giving somebody a championship opportunity anytime they want if they don't use it when that person's the most vulnerable?
I understand what you're saying, but as a fan watching it, two guys are going at it.
I understand. I completely understand. Yeah, but to me, honestly, it's like if I got a bullet with someone's name on it, bro, I'm doing it when they least expect it, in the middle of WrestleMania, during their match, when it's right at the apex and they're really both guys are down. That's when I come in and cash in, because you know what? I have someone else to go beat the crap out of that person, distract them with a move. They can hit them. They can beat them, and I can just chuck them out of the ring. That's the mindset you're supposed to have. Like you. Right. You use the tools around you. Yeah. If you go out and beat up a guy after a match, whatever, you're chivalrous and using the honor system. But, dude, it's not about that when you're a heel.
Right.
You know? So that's
But after the match, is still heel, too, because even after he won, he's still tired.
Yeah,
whatever,
exactly.
So still
but at the same time, it's like he's not actively getting the crap beat out of him. He has a little bit of breath, you know?
That's
because think about it, when someone's on the outside resting during a match, right? They're taking a break, they're catching their breath. guess what happens? They have the time to recuperate, you know?
Yeah, but now celebration,
it's technically 2-on-1 if you play it right, you know? So, I mean, obviously the other person's going to go after you too. Like, oh, but you know what? They're going to see the guy who's down and go, let me concentrate on him. This is just psychology for me. They're going to look at the guy who's beaten up. They're not going to go after the guy who's fresh. He beat the crap out of him. Like, McIntyre's going to look at Damon going, I'm not going to fight you, bro, because you helped me beat him down. And then, you know, yeah, we'll beat him down. You want to deceive that guy, chuck him out of the ring, and then go for the pin after, like, dude, I just got my ass kicked. I'm not going to fight a fresh guy.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the mentality I have if I was holding the money in the bank. And that's just my opinion. I swear to God, I'm not trying to be like I'm the King Booker or anything like that. But,
King Booker.
Oh my God! I don't know why I said that.
King Booker.
But we all had the same thought.
Big things to big book. You know what I mean? All of you, bro. What's it called? So yeah, I just cracked myself open that one. But that's my theory on that. All right, give me another one.
Last match, Cody Roman.
Yeah. Cody. The rules are going to be broken that are going to be in effect for Roman. Roman's going to have everybody come out. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if we see other Samoans come out. The Rock brought out that thing. Maybe they're standing at the entranceway or whatever not. You have Jacob Fatu.
Yeah, he's most likely.
All these guys standing at the top.
Haku's kid.
Haku come out. You know?
That'd be great if Haku come out.
No, I got to tell you a story.
Haku's how you end the Bloodline story. He just tells everybody, knock it off. We all listen because of Haku. Because
he's Haku.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I technically... I'll tell you about this later. I'll tell you after. I can't say it on here yet because I'm not. It's not controversial, but it's a really crazy thing I just found out. So I got to tell you about something later.
Okay.
So what's it called? So I think it's going to be Cody. Cody overcomes all the odds. It's going to be spears, Superman punches, all that stuff. Maybe Roman takes a stink face at one point. Roman takes a, what's it called, a pedigree. It's going to be so much stuff. You know, Samoans flying off the top rope. You know what I mean? So
Samoans flying everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Samoans flying like freaking candles in a tornado. You know, everything's on fire, just spinning around. You're like, what the heck? So many nipples.
Maybe Nia Jax comes out.
Nia Jax comes out. Oh, my God.
There you go.
Oh, that would be great.
Hole on a pole, man.
Exactly.
Hole on a pole.
She hits Roman with the black hole.
The black hole slam.
Sorry, Nia. Sorry. I actually got a funny Nia story I'll tell you about next time. So, again, we can elaborate a little more. This is going to be our last one before we cut off. Who do you got?
I have to go with Cody Rhodes, finishing the story finally.
Finish the story, yeah.
I got Cody.
Yep.
And then I have The Rock turning on Roman for the battle for the head of the table.
Yeah. I think the whole thing with the Roman thing and Rock turning, it's so many angles. You can do the, we tried stealing this. Our plan was to make it you versus me, the first Samoan WrestleMania main event. It was supposed to be for the family, but you couldn't control this, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then Ike had to come in. I had to fix everything. You know, I beat up Cody, something you couldn't do, and then maybe tribal civil war.
Well, Rock is now the final boss.
If Rock is the final boss.
You've beaten everybody, but you haven't beaten the final boss.
Exactly. Dude, I was so close to using that, too. I was like, but other people have used that in the past, too, and I realized that. And I was like, I can't use that. Serena, Dweeb used that for a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, what's it called? Samoa Joe was using it for a little bit, so... Man, people gotta watch each other. Is anybody saying this? You have assistants, dude. Like, just, you know, who's using this? Nobody? Okay, I'm gonna use this. Who do you got?
Cody has to finish his story.
Cody has to finish his story.
All
right. Locking it in, ladies and gentlemen. It's unanimous. We want Cody to win.
I don't want him to win, but he just has to win.
Shut up. Unanimous.
I'm not a Cody Cryberry.
You're not a Cody Cryberry. I'll be the first one.
I'm a Cody to win. I want Cole Dusty to come out and hug him.
Did you see the little girls crying on the video?
Bro.
The little girls that didn't want to watch wrestling because Rock beat up Cody.
Yeah. Bro, that is what needed to happen between Jimmy and Jay. They should have just put that on them, but that's... I'm sorry, Jimmy and Jay. I'm talking about you guys a lot tonight. Sorry. That's going to be the title of this episode.
That should have been... I always thought Jay should have actually been the guy to beat Gunther.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a backstage story. I don't want to talk about that.
And then Jimmy and Jay could have been for the IC title.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that match.
Yeah, you left something out, bro.
Gunther versus Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sammy. I love you. I shared a locker room with a couple times, so it was really cool. But
when you brought up Gunther, I was like, wait, we forgot that match.
Maybe we don't care.
No, we do. We do. We love you, Sammy. Please, dear God. All right.
I like Sammy, too.
Sami Zayn versus Gunther.
Sammy.
Sammy.
I hope not, Sammy. He's the wrong guy for this. He's not an underdog.
Bro, last year everyone was screaming for him to beat Roman, and now everyone's just like, oh, well, we don't
know why? Because they're trying to repackage him as an underdog again after he's done all this shit.
Yeah, but he's still an underdog. Yeah. He was sitting again.
So was Chad Gable.
Yeah, but Chad Gable, I see Chad Gable turning and doing called gimmick, like, you already knew what you have to do. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what was his name? Not Mark Jindrakka. What's Mark Jindrakka did that gimmick?
Oh, no, O'Hare?
Sean O'Hare. Yeah. Sean O'Hare's part, his old partner.
I'm not telling you anything you already
know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Black Spider, whatever he was calling himself. Yeah, so may he rest in peace. He passed, man. That sucked.
Yeah, that's true.
That sucked. He was a great guy. But yeah, what's it called? So let's just run over it again. I say Sammy.
I'm going to say Sammy.
Sammy.
I'm hoping Gunther. I hope Gunther.
Babe, Gunther or Sammy?
Outnumbered.
Outnumber. Sorry, bro. You lose. Supposed to make you unanimous. Supposed to side with us. Damn it. You're my guest.
I don't want Sammy to win.
That vignette was just too funny. Where he was like, yeah, the Rocky vignette.
Yes.
That was too funny.
That was great.
And it was perfect for Philadelphia, so maybe, I think that's a sign.
Yeah. Maybe Chad comes in and calls Sammy a match. I don't want you to do what I couldn't.
No, I think maybe.
Well, he gets mad that he did do what he couldn't.
Maybe they do like the whole like carried a candle. You know what I mean? Like you drop or carried a torch. Like I dropped it. You pick it up and run with it now. Oh, you know? Okay. So maybe like, you know, the rest of freaking what's called Imperium gets involved and then like Chad comes out and helps him out. But maybe, you know, I don't know. But there's angles to that one that could happen. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff that does make sense. There's stuff that doesn't make sense that they may just cover up the stuff that does make sense and give it a better finish later on. But again, it's WrestleMania, dude. Like,
anything can happen.
Yeah, you can't have too many title changes at WrestleMania, you know? But because someone has to sit there and be like, I beat this guy at WrestleMania. Like, everyone cannot win a title at WrestleMania because you need champions to go over at WrestleMania. So I'd be happy if Gunther
loses.
No, if he wins. But I really want Sammy to, you know, I'm my dog's in this.
That's another thing. Sammy's had that title before.
Yeah, but at the same time,
IC title.
Yeah, but he was a heel. He wasn't really the champion of the people. Yeah, but I feel like everyone should deserve a good heel and face championship at the same belt as a heel and champion eventually down the road. If you're going to keep like guy like John Cena, obviously you can't. Uh-huh. But like, there's guys out there that would be great because I want to see how they interact. Mm-hmm. You know, he could be like not the Rock People champ, but like he's a champion of the people. Right. You know,
like he's taking on different people every week, like having open challenges and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so if you want to watch night two and a little bit of night one, come down to Richmond Republic. We'll be starting at 6:30. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to be there. RJ, you're going to be?
I'll definitely be there Sunday.
Okay, you'll definitely be there Sunday. Yeah.
Definitely.
We're trying to work out Saturday because, again, there's no sound. So I will definitely be there just hanging out, watching it. My lovely wife will be there too. What's up, bitch?
That's love right there.
That's love right there. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time. Once again, SWA, April 19th. NYWC Sportatorium, HAWA, title defense. I don't know against who. They're going to probably put some freaking crackhead in the ring with me or whatever.
Likely.
So more than likely. Freaking some jobber, bro, because I know lingo.
Some jobber to the stars.
Yeah, so.
I got news. It's me.
Imagine somebody at this table. That'd be great.
It's me all along.
It's me all along. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Our podcast is officially over. These are our predictions. It will be up tonight or tomorrow. I'm going to put it up as soon as possible. Remember, Richmond Republic, no cover. Eat, drink, be merry, hang out with us. It's going to be a great time. There's going to be a ton of wrestling fans. Wrestling in your house is great, but watching it. People, man, at a bar, people exploding together. It's almost like you're there, dude.
Exploding together.
Exploding together.
It's like, is that like busting makes me feel good?
Yeah.
Exactly, right?
Hey, you shut up back there.
I didn't sign up for this.
But yeah, it's going to be a great time. People hanging out, watching, talking, emoting with each other. You know, watch those people next to you, like, really just kind of, like, go nuts when that favorite party, like, people happy that somebody lost. Somebody's upset that, you know, like, it's going to be great. It's people going to be wearing merch. It's going to be, you get to hang out with other wrestling fans. It's a great experience, okay? So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, for my co-host, RJ, Mike, Atiba, Prince Atiba, president, I forgot to mention before.
Oh, yeah, I'm also president.
President of One Division Pro Wrestling. Yes. Yes, he's the man who makes the decisions.
Yes. To quote Spaceballs, it's good to be the president.
Yes. Remember, book me.
Of course.
I'll bring my interstate championship, bro.
I'm not booked, Terry.
I sold tickets, bro. What the fuck? All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know how we ended off, very on a high note. Oh, wait, Shulf, I did this last time, too. Socials.
Oh, SI Bar Guide.
SI Bar Guide. Socials.
Hamster Pellet Productions, Facebook, Instagram.
This guy's a great director. He has a great movie called The Fourth Wall. He has what other movies have you done?
I did The Fourth Wall. Did
great movie.
Another. Someone's in it. I don't know who. He actually plays two characters at the same time.
It's like everyone's worst nightmare is watching me talk to myself.
No, actually seeing him sitting, seeing two of him on the same screen at the same time. That's
scary.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like Dude Love and Mankind.
Basically, yeah.
Well, Cactus Jack.
Yeah. It's Cactus Jack and Man Love. Is Man Love. Yeah.
That's the third character.
Another fusion.
I got 1 Foot on the Floor.
Yep.
I got Fourth Wall. I got Radio of Silence. I'm working on 2 fan fiction Punch-Out trailers.
Yep. And also, by the way, he won Best Screenplay for Fourth Wall at a couple of different events. And somebody was nominated for Best Actor in those
Punch
movies.
Punch-Out the Game?
Yep. And I also won an award for Best Original Screenplay for Slobberknocker.
Slobberknocker was a great one, which we didn't even make that yet, did we?
No, we didn't.
We got to make that.
Slobberknocker.
Slobberknocker, it's a great movie. It's a wrestling movie.
I got inspired to write it after we went to go see Grand Slam one night, and my car broke down.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yep. I stepped in the gas, and the car was like, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. And center lane, they're like, no, sorry, try to pull over.
No. All right, socials, bro.
Atiba Morales and Prince Atiba. There's not a President Atiba page yet.
Isn't there a company that you want to plug?
Oh, yes, that's right. I do.
He's new at this job, ladies and gentlemen. Come
very,
slack.
Very new. One Division Pro Wrestling. I'm the president.
That camera, dumbass.
Also, what
that camera?
That camera. There you go.
Right there.
Talk to the people, brother.
What part of the movie is this now?
Yeah, now.
What the hell am I looking at?
One Division Pro Wrestling. I'm the president. That means I'm second in command, actually.
Yep.
He's also a client.
Yes, I am. You may see me in the ring, possibly. But One Division Pro, that's the company I help run. We're based out in Queens. Just follow us, One Division Pro. Social medias are IG, Facebook, everywhere.
Yep, great company, great talent. They just had a show.
Oh, yeah, and ImaniLabels.com is our website.
When's the next show?
Next show is, we actually have Summer Showdown. That is in June. I can't remember the date. But
that's horrible.
Because we're focusing on this Puerto Rico thing.
Yeah, that's
on
right.
On May 11th, we have a thing that we're doing with other promotions in Puerto Rico.
Awesome. Remember, if you need talent, somebody got his passport.
Hell, you don't need a passport to go to Puerto Rico. You can just show up.
It's
you can swim.
I'm trying to impress you. I'm not
just
going to swim there.
And just be like, hey, I'm here. What's your gear?
Oh, no, it didn't take effect yet. Well, originally they were saying that
they're
going to change everything and make you have to take your passport places.
Well, no, really? You need your enhanced ID.
Enhanced ID, yes.
If you don't have your passport. How does the enhanced ID
We'll talk about that in another episode. We got to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, we did it. Episode 6, we did it.
Woo!
We did it. We're done.
Enhanced ID, like it's on roids or something?
Yeah.